Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, there's a little Coldplay for you. Attorney Rich Lenkoff, capital member of Downey & Lenkoff, co-host Legal Faceoff, WGN.com, Entertainment Legal News is with us. So, Rich, this, what do we call it, the Coldplay cam? They're having a concert, and they start taking pictures of the crowd, and a man and a woman are seen together. She's in front of him. He's got his arms around her. As soon as they realize they're on camera, they dive to get out of it. As it turns out, they're married to other people, and there's a company called Astronomer that he was a CEO of, Andy Byron, and the firm's chief human resources officer, Kristen Cabot, and they're not married to each other. So there's some sort of, what are the legal aspects of this?
Two legal things that I thought of, John, and that's obviously automatically where my mind goes all the time.
Of course, yeah.
After you get off the initial, you know, humor of it or perhaps shock.
Right.
The two things I thought of are, number one, whether the promoter, whether Chris Martin, who said, you know, these two are either having an affair or they're very shy, you know, who has potential liability, and whether these two have the right to privacy, you know, whether there's a violation of the right to privacy. I think on either legal front, they really don't have a legal leg to stand on. You know, Chris Martin, if he was sued by one of these parties, would have a very clear right, protection of self-expression, right? I mean, what he said was during the context of his show. He has used the band, the venue has used Kiss Cams as part of their show. So I don't think he has any liability in any stretch of the imagination for saying perhaps they're having an affair. Again, I think there'll be a clear protection under creative expression. Number two, whether they have a right to sue anyone else or perhaps the venue or the promoter under a violation of their right to privacy. You know, we all have a right to privacy, but you don't have that right to privacy. That right basically expires when you go out in public, when you go out to a concert like this. You know, the only exception is if Coldplay was doing this purposely to use their image for commercial gain. There are certainly laws prohibiting that without permission,
sure,
or portraying them falsely.
Of course.
If, for example, they showed these two and they manipulated the image to show them embracing, I could see some kind of allegation there. But all they did was show what was really happening. So I don't think that's going anywhere either.
Well, you know, Chris Martin is just making an ad lib. I mean, it's not like he's making a joke. Maybe they're having an affair, because who would be there doing that if they were having an affair? You know
right.
What I'm saying? It's like, that's the furthest thing from his mind, I would guess, is that that's actually what's going on. You know, I mean,
right.
That they just happened to appear in that, and that was an ad lib off the top of his head. It's not, and he just happened to be right. I mean, I don't know what the odds of that are, but there you have it. Plus, I think, like you mentioned, you give up your quote unquote right to privacy if you enter into a public venue. And I know that sometimes on film locations in metropolitan areas, signs will be put up that are numerous, and they all say basically the same thing. Attention, you are about to walk into a active film movie set. It's possible that your image might appear. So
right.
you have been warned, and that's like a, I guess, a legal disclaimer that if indeed that were to happen and somebody did end up in the movie back in the background, there's nothing they could do about it because they were warned passing the sign that this possibility could happen. Now, I don't know if that applies to concerts or not. When you go in, I don't know if it's expected that you're going to be on a camera or something, but it's not out of the question. And I don't know if a ticket, the small print on the ticket to a concert like that says some disclaimer of what, you know, you could possibly have your photo taken. I don't know. Do you?
Yeah, it does say that. So a couple things.
Oh, it does. It does.
Well, you give up. Yeah, most contracts say that. I mean, again, by entering the venue, you're agreeing to the terms of the production. When you see those kind of signs, that's just sort of an extra warning to you. But generally, when you're out these concerts, you're giving up those rights. And again, when you're out in public, you're generally giving up the right to privacy, except for those occasions, like I mentioned, when someone's using it for either commercial gain or someone is, you know, misappropriating your image or making something up. You can't do that. But aside from that, you know, when he went to the concert, he got caught, this couple. That's on them. They really don't have any legal leg to stand on.
Right. I wonder, just off the top of my head, if they had not reacted in that way, if anything would have happened. If they just stood there and sort of waved back and went, "Hey, how's everybody doing?" But he wouldn't have drawn the attention to them. I mean, maybe there would, maybe some people who saw it who knew them and realized that they were there together. But the whole idea of them ducking for cover, I mean, you know, something's up here, something's going on. And they, you know, the immediate guilt that we got caught, made them move right out of the picture. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me thinking in a weird way that if they had just sort of stood there and waved back, it might not have had the impact that it had. I find it sort of ironic that the gentleman involved is the CEO of this company and the woman involved is human resources, which of course would be, and in the other situation, the complete violation, I would think, of company policy with human resources, wouldn't you think?
Can't make that stuff up, right? Like, it couldn't have been the IT person or, you know, someone
exactly.
else. But the person who is responsible for avoiding employees having affairs is having an affair.
Exactly. That's the first thing that struck me. This is crazy. Which, you know,
well, and by the way, the woman on the right, who's now, you know, one of maybe the second most famous female alive, the one who's laughing, she's also in HR for the company. So, you know,
oh my God.
A million theories online that she set them up, that she was involved, that she was aware of it. Who knows?
Oh, you mean set them up on the camp for the cam shot?
Yes.
How would that be possible? She'd have to coordinate that with the technical crew of the concert. Of Coldplay.
Oh, believe me, the internet is a dark place. There's all sorts of, like, the first guy who is seen on the video, who Chris Martin first talks to, there's, you know, a theory that he signaled her, and you know, there's the camera involved and the guy in the band. There's all sorts of crazy theories.
Well, I can't believe that there was some sort of, well, that can be crazy theories, but that's all they are to me, is they're crazy theories.
Right.
I mean, it just happened to be that these people ended up on camera. Whoever was running the camera said, "Hey, look, let's do those two." And this is a spontaneous fallout. I don't think there's any planning to this. I mean, you better hope not. I mean, if you're going to concerts or sporting events and someone's there sort of waiting to expose you in some manner, I don't know. I'm sounding like a complete idiot. No one does that. It's just so crazy that this is as big as it is. And it's big. I mean, it took off like, you've seen things in entertainment law and entertainment things that have happened. This took off like wildfire. I mean, It was everywhere. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think it just captured the imagination of everyone because of the way they reacted and the fact that people, you know, people throw. I mean, it was, you know, it's obviously very hypocritical of
yeah.
HR person to be involved. And, you know, I mean, I think when you look at the broader scope of the anti-CEO, I don't want to get too deep, but listen,
right.
There's been an anti-CEO sentiment. We've seen a couple of unfortunate examples of that, including the, you know, the CEO of United Health who was shot on the street. I think people, when they see rich people getting caught doing things they shouldn't be doing, people, you know, thrive on that. So, I mean, not that the United Health CEO is doing anything wrong, but there's obviously a wide sentiment against CEOs and people in power. So I think that's part of it.
Yeah, there's a word, Schadenfreude or something like that. I might be mispronouncing it. That means finding pleasure, joy, and satisfaction in the troubles and failures of other people. And it's
right.
like the American, the online, our society, there's a certain element of our society just jumps on that. When something bad is somebody's in trouble or they're a failure or something like that. And, you know, it's like, let's stop and take a look at the car accident. That sort of thing.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I don't, there's no legal. In fact, I think if they were to attempt to take some sort of legal avenue, it would only exacerbate this story. It would only give this story more life. And I can't speak for them, but I'd want to shut it down as quickly as possible. You know, I mean, it's there and the damage has been done. Let's, you know, get out of here as quickly as we can.
Right. So. Well, it's interesting because in his first statement the day after, he did end his statement. I mean, he said, you know, all the things you would want someone like that to say. I apologize. I'm embarrassed. But he did end off with saying that my right to privacy was violated. So it did seem like he was taking that tack. And then, you know, I think he quickly was told that's not the right approach.
Yes.
There's no one sympathetic to you. So
right.
his last statement where he resigned, he didn't blame anyone but himself.
Well, we'll see what happens. Always a great talking to you, Rich. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
As always, it's an honor. Thank you so much.
You betcha.